Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. This is Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show. And you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. We'll be joining my guest right after I share my 2-cent marketing minute. What comes to mind when I mention AI? To some, it means machines are taking over the world or taking their jobs. To others, it's just a tool to make their lives and work easier. AI won't take your job, but someone who knows how to use it may just have an edge over you. Learn to use it judiciously as a jumping-off point for content creation, but always fact-check and make sure to rewrite it in your own unique voice and perspective. I'll be speaking more on this topic in the future. My guest today, Dr. Keith Brewer, turned obstacles into stepping stones throughout his life. After multiple medical experts warned him when he was 6, that he would be paralyzed by the age of 13 due to various spinal anomalies, Keith developed a series of dynamic exercises that he practiced religiously, allowing him to challenge modern medical expectations. Today, he's a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine with expertise in martial arts and ancient Chinese healing arts. His mission is to assist individuals in managing and overcoming high blood pressure, as well as other chronic health conditions considered untreatable by Western medicine, without pills or surgery. Keith's business consists of developing exercise and lifestyle protocols to meet the unique needs of each person and to guide them through a transformative health journey over several months. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. If you would, please enlighten our audience about what it is that you do.
I actually work one-on-one with people. I do group coaching. I do public speaking, but all on the subject of managing chronic health issues without the use of pills. I think a lot of chronic health issues can be taken care of just with diet, exercise, lifestyle things. And a lot of the ancient healing arts from China, which were originally heavily guarded by Chinese royalty, I just managed to tap into those really early in life. And I've managed to make a lot of good connections in the Chinese community so that I've been able to study more and more through it. So I work with people mostly, if it's a one-on-one, I work with them to devise a custom tailored plan to their personal desires and likes. When we do dietary changes, I don't ask people to eat things that are healthy but taste like cardboard. I'll work with someone to come up with something that they really like and that's actually nutritious. And if they don't know how to cook, I work with them on that level too, because I've been cooking since I was a kid. So I cook pretty good. I've had a lot of people say I should open a restaurant, but I don't think there's a little bit too much profit margin there. So I haven't gone that direction.
Yeah, that's a tough call to have a restaurant. I've seen right in my own area, I've seen so many of them just come and go. Would you tell us a little bit more about what started you on this journey?
Okay, this goes back to when I was about 6 years old. I was living on a farm in a rather rural, remote part of upstate New York, and I was having a good time as a farm boy. I liked running around and chasing the dog and doing my chores. But then one day, people at the school called my parents and told them they think I should have x-rays done in my back, neck, and shoulders because they thought something weird was going on. Fast forward a little bit, I had gone to 3 orthopedic surgeons who assured my family and me that because of all the spinal issues I have, I would be paralyzed by the time I was 13, and they had no doubt about it. And on the way home from the last doctor's visit, I asked my mom if these people all knew what they were talking about, because I didn't really like the sound of that. And she said it would be up to me to prove them wrong. Now, it turns out she had no expectations of me being able to do that. She told me later on when I asked her about it, that just came out. And she went home and talked to my dad about how much they were going to have to come up with to put ramps on the house, to put a big porch around it so it could accommodate a wheelchair. But in a child's mind, I took it as her having just given me the magical ability to prove them wrong. So I already had what we now in today's world know as a sleep issue, or, you know, I didn't sleep well at night. So I waited at that night, and nights after that, I waited till after the rest of the family went to sleep. And I went out to my favorite clearing in the woods on the farm, and I started just talking to the sky, basically saying, you know, I'm a little kid and I need some help. If anyone's out there that can hear me, I can use some help. And somehow I managed to tap into, I started feeling like moving in certain ways, and I managed to tap into exercises that I somehow innately believed were going to help. And I didn't question it. So I went out every night and did these exercises. And once we got off the farm so where I could dive into studying this, whatever I was doing a little more deeply, I found out years later that it was an art out of China and ancient exercises. And the exercises I managed to tap into at the time on the farm were specifically designed for spinal strength and flexibility. So, just exactly what I needed. And I've since learned more and more and more about that art. So I've helped not only myself, but I've helped other people. I've helped asthma patients get off inhalers. I've helped someone with heavy metal deposits in her lungs expel all of that from her lungs and be able to go out running. I've helped people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, get all of that stuff under control without any medications, just with specific targeted exercises from this system.
That's pretty remarkable. I'd like to touch on a few points. One is that when your mother told you that, she set the stage for, I don't want to say a belief system, but kind of like setting a paradigm in a child's mind that sets things into motion. And quite often in life, when we believe something strongly, like a belief that those doctors are full of, you know what, and I'm going to show them otherwise, that's like a magic formula for a child to awaken all kinds of energies. Another thing I want to ask you about, that when you went out to the clearing and started doing these things and found out later that they were related to an ancient Chinese practice specifically for the spine, do you attribute that to, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't attribute it to synchronicity, but do you attribute it to the guidance you were given when you talked to the sky, or maybe past lives, some kind of awakening of memory? I mean, how do you account for this?
Interesting that you would ask that, because in the beginning, okay, I got to really touch on the fact that in the beginning, back on the farm, I was raised in a very strict Christian household. We didn't have the internet back then. We didn't have bookstores near the farm. The only book I was allowed to read in the house was either school book, which I never really had homework because school came very easy to me, or the Bible. So by this point, when I had to go out at night and try to figure out how to prove those doctors wrong, I had read the Bible through about 3 times, contemplating different passages, wondering what this meant, what that meant. And I went out with two thoughts from the Bible in my mind. Now, at this point, I consider myself more of a very spiritual person, not attributed to any one religion. But back then, it was strictly, very, very strictly Baptist. But out of there were two passages out of the Bible that I had in my head when I went out in the farm that night. And one of them was, if you could listen, learn to listen for the voice of the Spirit, it will talk to you. And the other one was, you have to be as an empty vessel. So I understood that I had to like keep myself calm and keep myself not thinking a lot of things and just listen and look and try and figure out what kind of communication I could get. But I believed as a child, I believed that those two things together meant that something was out there and something would talk to me if I really learned to listen for that voice. So in the beginning, I thought it was just some random spirit talking to me. But as I've contemplated over the years, I've come to the idea that I did some past life regression work at one point too. And it turns out that I actually was an ancient Chinese monk. So I have concluded at this point that I came to me.
I like that. Because according to some, what is I? And I don't mean the ego. I don't mean that which differentiates us from everybody else. But that I is actually a manifestation of all.
Exactly. And
when you get to that voice of the higher part of I, you're really getting into all of tapping into all of the universal knowledge.
Exactly. And that's exactly where it comes from. And plus, I've also learned and developed and studied and gotten to the point where part of the practices that I impart to people help you get in touch with that higher you, higher sense of universal knowledge, so that I don't have to be the only one doing this.
That's right. Well, what made you decide to become a doctor of Chinese medicine?
There are a couple of things. I was perfectly happy just working with teaching people the exercises that I thought would help them take control of their health and get their life back in line with what they wanted. And I understood that the origins of Chinese medicine were just that, that if you went to a doctor 3,000 years ago, that physician would figure out what your condition was and give you the exercises to go home and do so you could take care of yourself. They originally wanted to empower everyone to be the physician that heals themselves. But then at some point they got together, a group of them got together and talked things over and realized that a lot of times when people were sick, they didn't really want to go home and do exercises. They wanted to come to a doctor and have something done. So at that point, they started devising acupuncture, herbs, and all of the other methods that are within Chinese medicine today. And so I was following in all of those footsteps. I was also doing a lot of Chinese martial arts. I've done several other types of martial arts as well. I just landed in Chinese because most martial arts came out of Chinese martial arts. And I tend to like to go to the source. If I find that this comes from there, this comes from there, this comes from there, I'll just go there. So I started studying Chinese martial arts, practicing Chinese martial arts. And you develop heroes from that time period. And at one point I realized all of my ancient Chinese heroes, if you want to use that word, were not just martial artists, not just the physicians that tell people exercises, but they were also doctors. And if I was going to try and follow in all of these people's footsteps, which is what I was trying to do, and trying to tap into all that ancient knowledge and bring it back into the world today, then I should go ahead and become a doctor. And on another level, I had been trying to get onto the speaking stage to spread the news of how much this kind of thing can help us today in today's world. And it became very clear that most of the people getting paid to talk about the things that I talk about were doctors. So all of that came together one night when I told my wife, I have to be a doctor. Now, based on my beginnings in Western medicine and how they were going to put me in a wheelchair, I wasn't really crazy about being that kind of doctor. And it just made sense with all of the things that I was studying and practicing and teaching and showing people that it should be a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. So I went to what is actually the largest school for that in the country. I spent 8 years in school. Now I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine.
There you go. I knew a few doctors of Chinese medicine. Actually, I know one here near where I live, near Asheville, Carolina, North Carolina, who actually trained over in the People's Republic of China, and he came from there. And a number of years ago, he came to America. He's very, very adept at both acupuncture and Chinese medicine. But what I found interesting is that someone goes to a doctor of Chinese medicine, they might be given a so-called prescription, but they would leave with like a packet, like a big bundle of herbs. They'd leave with a bundle of herbs, and they'd be told, make this into a soup, you know, and then like strain it and drink the liquid. Most of the people that I knew that went to Chinese medicine doctors, and even the doctors themselves, they didn't subscribe pills. If they used herbs, it was in that form where you would boil it and you would drink it. I guess it's more live that way. That would be my guess.
Yeah, there's three different ways that you can give herbs, and that's the original method for According to some of my, see, I've had a lot of my teachers were actually Chinese. They're straight from China. And that's why we're one of the largest schools for this in the world, is we have Chinese instructors that were trained in China. And then actually some of them were sent by the Chinese government to come over here and teach us. And one of them said, actually, they don't really do herbs traditionally the way we're doing them over here. They cook them into their food. And she told me it drives her crazy the way we're doing it over here, because those soups that you talk about don't necessarily taste great. And if you cook them into your food, they can actually taste amazing.
I bet they could. You know what this reminds me of? And then we're going to have to move on, because it's amazing how quickly the time is going. When I was in college, I knew a woman who was into Wicca, you know, which is the teachings of the old, you know, the elders, right, the wise, yes. You know. People call them witches, but they weren't really witches. But she had a number of, she had her own kind of fears and stuff. And she was young and sweet. I mean, I was in college and she was cute. And I asked her for dinner one time and she says, well, what are you going to put into the food? You know, insinuating that I was going to put specific things in there to try to ensnare her. But that wasn't my intention at all. Needless to say, it didn't go anywhere. Of course, everybody's on Facebook, and every now and then I see her and exchange a word or two. I don't even know if she remembers me from those days, but that's not important. In the time we've got, how do you work with clients?
First off, I mean, the way I have things set up right now, if somebody wants to work with me, that we do a 60-minute deep consultation where they have to fill out a really detailed medical questionnaire, which is totally confidential. I follow HIPAA. I'm in the medical world, so anything you tell me is just between us. And then we'll spend a 60-minute call where I'll go through and start to devise a custom plan for you. Because I believe that, first of all, I believe that if we do the right things and follow the ancient ways, we can live a lot longer than what we've been led to believe here in the West. We think 80 years old is incredibly old, and in ancient China, people lived 150, 200 years. I don't see any reason why we can't do that. We just can't follow the modern ways. We cannot eat the stuff that's on the shelves in supermarket with ingredients you can't pronounce. So I will devise a diet plan that includes foods that people like to eat, rather than say, well, this is nutritious. It kind of tastes like cardboard, but you know, you can get over it. Not going to go there. There's lots of foods, lots of things available, and we can talk and talk and talk until I come up with something that you like. And if you just don't know how to cook that, then we can work on that, because I have a lot of cooking skills. I'll go into detail on some of the basic fundamental exercises from these ancient arts that helps to get your health back on track. And then once that's in place, I'll give you specific exercises from that world that are tailored to your health issues. And then we'll work on modern exercises, because I think the body was meant to move. We all sit way too much.
Yes, we do. Me included.
Well, I was going to stand for this today, but I'm going to be on my feet for the rest of the day. So I thought I'd give myself a little break. And
There you go. Hey, you know, while we've still got a few minutes, is there one bit of advice you might give to someone who's looking to take charge of their health and well-being?
The first thing that you can do without even talking to me is, this is all about mindset in the beginning. You have to understand that whatever you're dealing with, if you really want to get off of medications, in most cases, I mean, there's some cases the medications are necessary. In most cases, it is possible. The big pharmaceutical industry has been well known for just being profit driven. So they're not a health organization. They're a profit organization. So the first thing you can do is, I mean, the easiest thing is just start walking. Walk as much as you can. That's one of the easiest moving meditations we can do. I hate to use the meditation word because people have a connotation of that, of just sitting and staring at a wall, but that's not all that meditation is. And I don't think that's the most healthy meditation we can do. But the mindset, knowing that you can beat this and getting that into your head, is probably the most important thing you can do.
Excellent, excellent. If you would, please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to consider learning more about their health or getting on one of your programs. What's the best way to reach you?
Well, I've shared a Calendly link with you.
Right. Is that an easy thing to share, or because this is for the purpose of the people who are listening?
Okay.
An email address, perhaps?
monkwithoutthefunk@gmail.com.
I love that. monkwithoutthefunk@gmail.com. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Keith. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Before I go, I want to tell you that there are some great resources available to home business owners. You are not alone in the wilderness in your home business. The Home Business Success Community has your back. We're an online membership support community of like-minded home business entrepreneurs. Contact me to find out more. Just go to bizradio.us, click on shows, click on the Home Business Success Show, and look for my photo where you'll find the contact information. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it. Keith has done it, and you can too. See you again next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.